Hello and welcome to this talk on Christian Science. This is Ann Beals, and my talk is coming to you from thebookmark.com, a website entirely devoted to Christian Science. It's good that you're joining me for this talk on mind control, for this is a serious issue that I think we all need to recognize and learn to handle. The title of this talk is Prayer, Our Protection from Mind Control. I want to share with you how you can prevent malicious mental work from having any influence on you. I do believe this is an issue that we must address early in these talks. In my first talk in this series on Christian Science in the 21st century, I mentioned the unexpected results that the natural sciences have brought us, like Copernicus, Newton, Einstein. They all brought dramatic changes to our image of the universe. And now we're finding yet another unexpected result to our scientific progress: the presence of a supreme intelligence in the universe. We have yet to recognize in this invisible realm a healing power beyond anything we've ever known. Over the past century now, another unexpected event began to take place: the widespread use of mind control. As you probably know, witchcraft and voodoo, Satanism, psychological warfare, subliminal suggestion, and many other forms of mind invasion and control have become mainstream knowledge. In this mental age, we're coming to realize the harmful effect that a malicious mind trained in hypnotism can have on others. An aggressive, negative influence can cause mental and emotional disturbance and severe physical illness. It can even prove fatal at times. Now, all forms of mind control can be reduced to one word: hypnotism. There are many types of mind control and many degrees of it and many names for it. But in the end, this one word, hypnotism, defines them all. Hypnotism isn't new, of course. It was known in ancient times. The children of Israel were warned against soothsayers and magicians and sorcerers. And over the centuries, hypnotism has been practiced by priests and magicians and witches, but it always had an aura of secrecy about it. However, today, with the internet, information about the use of hypnotism is now available to everyone, and the practice of such mental power is growing. So much so that the comment has been made, "There's no place left to hide." I thought a long time about speaking out on this growing threat of mind control, but many others are beginning to see it as I do, and I decided I had to make known how we need to learn how to protect our minds from all hypnotic work. Such protection comes through an understanding of this hidden realm of supreme intelligence. So there are two reasons for pressing deeper into this hidden realm. First, it has a healing element that is awesome. It holds blessings for us beyond anything we can possibly plan or achieve for ourselves. And second, it's a protection against mind control and witchcraft and the hypnotic work that is growing more aggressive each day. Over a century ago, Mary Baker Eddy could foresee the time when mind control would be a terrible threat to us. In the third edition of her textbook, Science and Health, she wrote of demonology, or the unlicensed cruelty of mortal mind, that will compel mankind to learn metaphysics for refuge and defense. In the first edition of her book, Retrospection and Introspection, writing about silent hypnotic attacks, she wrote, "The methods of animal magnetism, especially its secret work, should be exposed. This alone can protect the people from a future reign of terror far surpassing the error and terrorism of the Dark Ages. Mrs. Eddy wrote at length about what she termed malicious malpractice or malicious animal magnetism. She was writing about this in the Victorian age, and although there was hypnotism going on then, it was not the threat it is today. Still, she could see that it would eventually become a grave threat to the world. She not only exposed this evil practice, but she gave us the means for preventing its harmful influence. Today, her words are invaluable in dealing with this growing threat. This need to handle malicious animal magnetism is now an essential part of our practice of Christian Science, because the threat of mind control is on the rise. Over the years, I've had experienced Christian Scientists call, and they've told me how they've always been able to overcome challenges in the past through their own prayerful work, but that they now have a serious physical problem that they can't seem to meet. After talking with them a while, I can see that they have a very good understanding of Christian Science and their experience in healing through their own prayerful work. So I ask them, "Have you handled malpractice?" And they say they never thought of doing that. And I explain the need to deny that the thoughts and emotions of another can cause pain or failure or emotional or mental disturbance or any other discordant condition. And then I explain that saying that malpractice isn't real and simply dismissing it is nothing. Well, this is not enough. We must handle the hypnotic action of a depraved mind and deny that such hypnotic work can have any influence on us. And after I've told them that, later on, they usually call back to tell me that they handled malicious malpractice and the problem was met. If we believe that we have reached the place where we don't have to handle malpractice because evil has no power, and we simply dismiss it unhandled, we have little or no defense against the many forms of mind control going on today. We don't have to be victims of this hypnotic work. Through Christian Science, mind control can be resisted and overcome. Mental malpractice is so serious an issue that Mrs. Eddy added a specific statement about it on page 442 of Science and Health. She wrote, "Christian Scientists, be a law to yourselves that mental malpractice cannot harm you either when asleep or when awake." Now, the consistent study of Christian Science is the best protection from the most aggressive forms of hypnosis. As you spiritualize consciousness, you become increasingly adept at knowing whether you're thinking God's thoughts or your own thoughts or the harmful thoughts of a malpractitioner. You will find that through an understanding of Christian Science, you can learn how to protect your mind from malicious malpractice. Now next, I want to share with you how the spiritual realm of divine intelligence is a refuge from all types of hypnosis. Can we go about protecting the mind from hypnotic control or malicious mental malpractice? Well, there isn't a quick, easy little prayer that I can give you to do this. It would be nice, but it's just not that simple. So instead, we have to begin by considering the well-known practice of holding to a fact, like 2 + 2 = 4. Holding to a fact is known to prevent hypnotic influence. But we can't go around always thinking a simple fact like that. And then, too, The use of malicious malpractice has become so sophisticated and so widespread that it can try to invade our mind in many subtle ways, and we're not always aware of the attempt to do this. We're into a mental age. The perverted use of mental powers to harm or destroy is frequently the cause of much suffering. The power of the evil mind for doing such things is becoming increasingly obvious. So we see the final cause of all things, good and bad, disappearing into the mental realm. But we mustn't confuse the supreme intelligence of the one mind, or God, with the mentality generating harmful, destructive thoughts to be used on others. We may be inclined to visualize this mind of supreme intelligence to be like our minds, a mixture of good and evil and right and wrong. But in fact, this infinite mind is a realm of absolute good. It is godlike. It is a mind of such divine wisdom, purity, and perfection that there's no evil in it. As we enter this spiritual realm, our minds are filled with facts about God, and this is our protection from all evil, however subtle and aggressive it may seem to be. Christian Science supplies facts about the realm of supreme intelligence, this mind of infinite goodness, and so we have an answer as to how we can hold in consciousness facts that protect us from malicious malpractice. The mental work of evil minds is not in any way related to the intelligent activity of the one divine mind. They're opposite mental forces. One is all good, the other is all evil. Now, the supreme intelligence in the universe is the final cause of all things. There's nothing further back than the one mind, God, infinite good. So here is the ultimate place we go for protection. We are immune to malicious malpractice through our understanding of the one mind. The spiritual power for good is infinitely stronger than the mental power of an evil mind. The malicious mental work of an evil mind has only human willpower behind it. Now, we must realize that the mental work of an evil mind is not on a par with the supreme intelligence of the one divine mind. They're opposite mental forces. The realm of supreme intelligence is then an escape and refuge for the moral and righteous person. As we learn to think and live in this unseen realm where evil thoughts cannot enter, we have a refuge that protects our mind from becoming the victim of such attacks. A mind that thinks in spiritual ideas is filled with divine facts that protect it. I was told recently about a group of students who went to see the act of a hypnotist. My friend was a Christian Scientist and the others were not. After the show, they went backstage to meet the hypnotist. As the group gathered around him, my friend stood back and watched, and suddenly the hypnotist caused the entire group to cackle and flap their arms like a flock of chickens. As she watched this, the hypnotist came over to her and asked if she was a Christian Scientist. She said she was, and he said, "You know, I've never been able to hypnotize a Christian Scientist." Why couldn't he hypnotize her? Remember how holding to a fact like 2 + 2 = 4 prevents us from being hypnotized? When we study Christian Science and gain some understanding of it, we automatically hold to spiritual facts that are absolute. To the degree that we understand this science, it provides protection from all forms of hypnotism. The greater our understanding, the better the protection. We are increasingly hidden in the secret place of the Most High, beyond the reach of malicious malpractice. It seems to me that the spread of hypnotism is tied in with the overall changes taking place in our society. Almost day by day, new ideas flood our world, and we have a morass of mental challenges, good and bad, pulling us in many directions. So much of the information is conflicting or simply untrue, so we have no solid basis to hold to. This mental state of confusion and stress and uncertainty makes us vulnerable to the mind control methods being used. We need a focal point, a solid foundation of facts that we know are the truth. No gray areas of good and bad, right and wrong. We need something strong, universal, and lasting. And the realm of supreme intelligence can give us this foundation. In time, we will probably be forced to learn about the spiritual realm, for it will be our only escape from the threat of mind control. Now, next, I want to explain how to be protected from all harmful hypnotism or malicious malpractice. Let's consider now how our minds can be safe from malicious malpractice. We can begin by recognizing that malpractice is mental, and we need a mental means of preventing its influence from affecting us. So what better defense than an understanding of the mind that creates and sustains the universe? This mind is all-powerful and all-harmonious, and so it prevents any negative influence from reaching you. This final cause in the universe is greater than anything we can imagine. This mind not only is one of supreme intelligence, it is one of pure love. While our world seems confused and chaotic, God's universe is stable, reliable, and scientific. We must realize that this infinite mind is not like our own minds, good and evil, material and spiritual. A universal mind filled with positive and negative thoughts and emotions such as we have, we wouldn't image forth a universe of such beauty, harmony, and perfection. So this realm of mind is different from the human mind. And I think this is good. It's really good. It means we have an escape from the harmful influence of the depraved mind. But first, we have to learn to think like this divine mind, for obviously, it's not going to become like ours. Consider the magnitude of this mind. It originates stars with planetary systems that include our Earth. It breathes life into a baby bird. It covers Earth with a snowy white blanket. It closes the day with a different painting every evening. It is a mind that weaves together a tapestry of nature into one harmonious whole so that it is a creation worthy of God's greatest achievement, man in his image and likeness. This is a mind so perfect, harmonious, gentle, patient, kind, so infinitely good that it has absolutely no evil element in it. It is one of such pure love and supreme intelligence that we can relate to it in only a small degree at this time. But we embody enough spiritual qualities that we can begin to understand it. In a way, understanding this infinite mind begins with the Bible. This book is basic to making us immune to mind control. The Ten Commandments and the Sermon on the Mount are the moral laws that are the foundation for this protection. But these alone are not enough for complete protection. For this, you need to understand Christian Science. Christian Science reveals that the divine mind is a presence of good infinitely stronger than any seeming presence of evil. After all, this mind created the universe, and for that reason, the deeper we go into the spiritual realm of infinite goodness, the greater our protection from evil of any kind. The scientific facts defining this one mind are so powerful, so right, so spiritual, that they prevent hypnotic influence from entering consciousness. This power is so great that it breaks the most aggressive mental spell. When the light of truth and love enter consciousness and permeate it, the very presence of such spirituality prevents hypnotic influence from having an effect on our mind. The stronger the spiritual understanding in our consciousness, the more effective it is in protecting us from any evil influence. How do we enter this realm? We think and pray our way into it. Learning the facts about this science of God is an educational process, one that eliminates our own negative, evil, or harmful mortal thoughts and emotions, and prevents any attempt of evil minds to control us. Mrs. Eddy tells us of this in these few paragraphs from Miscellany, titled, What Our Leader Says. You may be very familiar with this. She tells us, Beloved Christian Scientist, keep your mind so filled with truth and love that sin, disease, and death cannot enter them. It is plain that nothing can be added to a mind already full. There is no door through which evil can enter, and no place for evil to fill in a mind filled with goodness. Good thoughts are an impervious armor. Clad therewith, you are completely shielded from the attacks of error of every sort. Not only yourselves are safe, but all whom your thoughts rest upon are thereby benefited. The self-seeking pride of the evil thinker injures him when he would harm others. Goodness involuntarily resists evil. The right thinker abides under the shadow of the Almighty. His thoughts can only reflect peace, goodwill towards men, health, and holiness. As you can see, prayer in Christian Science is what really protects us from malicious malpractice. As we learn about the spiritual realm, we find it is void of all evil. The more we understand it, the better our life becomes, and the more immune we are to the thoughts and emotions of others. Evil is powerless to influence us when spiritual ideas fill consciousness. Right now, we are at the crossroads of this new age. We can come to understand this spiritual realm, and if so, we will go forward into a spiritual age of infinite goodness. If we close our minds to understanding this heavenly kingdom, the dark forces of evil will overcome world thought, and we will slowly sink into a night without a star. The purpose of my talks will be to explain how to understand and use the spiritual power in this invisible realm of mind, so you can find both healing and protection through the power of prayer. Later on in these talks, I will have more to say on this subject of malpractice or mind control. Meanwhile, I have written a book on it, titled Christian Science and the Threat of Mind Control. This book explains far more on this subject than I can cover in a talk. I've had many of my readers call to tell me how much this book has helped them understand malpractice and overcome its harmful influence. You will find it on my website, thebookmark.com. I highly recommend you read this book and learn more about defending your thoughts from malicious malpractice. That's Christian Science and the Threat of Mind Control. Now, in closing, once again, I remind you that we listen to learn, but we must read to remember. I look forward to our next meeting. Until then, I share with you Christ Jesus' words, and they shall be all taught of God. Goodbye, my friend, and God bless you.